This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have in the studio with us Dr. Martha Kehoe. She is a veterinarian with the Suntree Animal Clinic, and she's also the president of Brevard ASAP, ASAP. Thanks for coming in, Martha.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're going to talk about a huge problem, and that is the non-spaying and neutering of pets. So tell us from your experience, why is it a good reason? Convince us why we should spay and neuter our pets.
Well, I get asked this question a lot, and the bottom line is we have too many pets in the world, and there aren't enough homes for all of them. And so we end up, in the United States alone, euthanizing over 4 million cats and dogs. That works out to 1 every 8 seconds.
Wow.
And it's a very harsh number, and reality is there's just too many. And the large breed dogs can produce 10 to 13 puppies every 6 months. And then that number grows exponentially very fast because each of those dogs can produce large litters as well. And so we end up with just a huge problem with too many dogs and cats and not enough homes.
So why don't people have their animals spayed and neutered?
I struggle with that answer because I don't quite understand it. It feels to me like everyone should already know in this day and age why we should spay and neuter. But I think that people probably aren't exposed to it as much as I am. I spend time with a lot of the rescues and people from the shelter, and so I'm well aware of the problem. And the sad truth is that I think there are some financial barriers for some people. I always say it's a one-time deal. You know, you only have to pay for it once. Also, there are many programs in the community that offer free spaying and neutering. There's a program called Snip-a-Pit that offers free spay or neutering for pit bulls or pit bull mixes. And there's also a program called Snip-a-Kit that offers the same service for cats. Usually they require a $20 copay, and that just helps to cover the cost so that they can keep the program running. There's also a grant available through the spay-neuter license plate for the county shelter and Central Brevard Humane Society. They're working together on it, and it's free spaying for a cat, and the only prerequisite is that they live in the county, Brevard County, and they have to have a rabies vaccine. And so that's all that's required. That's completely free.
But that money runs out by August, right?
Correct. And, you know, hopefully there'll be other programs to continue it. There are many low-cost spay-neuter clinics in the county as well. People don't realize there's several. We have Florida Aid to Animals. Central Brevard Humane Society has a low-cost clinic. Brevard Aid to Animals. SPCA up in Titusville. There are several places. Our website, brevardasap.org, has a list of all of our partners and all of these programs, so they can all be contacted. The Central Brevard Humane Society program is something that is going to run out, and so I encourage people to pass it on and tell their friends that this is available. Their phone number is 321-636-3343, and they can be contacted to schedule an appointment for cat, spay, or neuter.
How do you address people when they say, but, you know, I don't want to do that to my male dog because it will make him affect his personality?
The truth is, I think that it makes their personality much better. Animals that are spayed and neutered don't have the concerns about breeding and, you know, worrying about a female in heat. They don't tend to roam. They just make better pets. There's less aggression. Mm-hmm. There's less territorial behavior. And so, in my opinion, I would never bring an unneutered male into my house. Keeping a dog as a pet, it would have to be neutered. That's just something that I would require. A lot of the behaviors, you know, associated with intact males, you know, lifting their leg and marking in the house, that completely goes away. And the sooner it's done, the better. Also, neutering a male dog, in particular, before 6 months of age, eliminates the chance of prostate or testicular cancer. And prostate problems. So, you know, there's a huge amount of benefits, you know, health-wise. Spayed animals live longer. It's a fact. You know, they live longer, healthier lives. Spaying females before six months of age is protective against mammary cancer as well, which is actually quite prevalent in dogs and cats. And the only time I ever see an animal with mammary cancer or breast cancer is if they were spayed late in life. Actually, male dogs can get breast cancer as well. It's just not as common.
Obviously, this is a huge problem. One every 8 seconds. That's a huge number of animals. So you need to be a responsible pet owner and spay and neuter your pets. Let's give them the website where they could go to get more information about any of these low-cost programs.
It's brevardasap.org, brevardasap.org.
Well, Martha, thanks so much for coming in, and we appreciate all your efforts in trying to educate the public, and hopefully we can make a dent in that huge number of euthanized pets.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.